Welcome to the political cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program. And here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host for tonight, James Edwards.
And welcome, everybody, to the political cesspool radio program. Happy September. Happy Labor Day weekend. I'm your host, James Edwards. It is Saturday night, September 1st, and I'm coming to you tonight, as I always do, without fail, from our flagship radio station in Memphis, Tennessee, going out to the AM/FM affiliate stations of the Liberty News Radio Network, simulcasting online at thepoliticalcesspool.org to a worldwide audience of loyal fans, the likes of which I could not be more proud of. Very blessed to be able to continue to serve as the host of a show I created and was fortunate enough to have the seed grow. And 8 years later, here we are. Hold your breaths, everybody. Just actually sit down, brace yourself, hold on to the steering wheel a little bit tighter if you're driving and tuned in one of the markets that carries us. Keith Alexander is out of town tonight. Yes, I know it's a devastating blow, but he will be back next week. It is Labor Day weekend, and in addition to that, it is the opening weekend of college football, and Keith has traveled down to his alma mater, Ole Miss, in Oxford, Mississippi, and he is taking in the first game of the season. But he'll be back. He asked for permission. He asked for the furlough. It was granted. He's not AWOL. He'll be back next week, and of course, we look forward to his imminent return. My wife is also out of town this week. I had to stay home and work, of course, but she is in Texas with our daughter. So not only do I have the studio to myself tonight, I have the house to myself as well. And I've taken advantage of that and caught up on some phone calls that I've been meaning to take for quite some time. Talked to a couple of great fans of the show yesterday, Jamie in Sweden, all the way over in Sweden, we have fans, and just incredible talk with him for about an hour and a half. We talked, and it was just you know, it's so rewarding to have the chance to talk to some people who listen to the show. It never fails to amaze me at how intelligent and perceptive these folks are, that you are. Also, returned a long delayed call to a gentleman named Curtis in Central Florida, another contributor to the show, another person without whom we would not exist. And as you know, the third quarter fundraising drive for TPC is underway. We have gotten off to a surprisingly slow start to the fundraising drive, and we would like to ask you to contribute this holiday weekend to the show that stands up and offers you a voice on the mainstream radio airwaves. That is, of course, our show. Without your support, of course, we couldn't be here. And it's very important that these fundraising appeals each quarter be successful. We need your support now after a slow start. It's been going on for about, I don't know, a week and a half. And we have gotten some returns, of course, and but we need more, and we need your help. And we look forward to receiving it, and we look forward to bringing you more hard-hitting talk radio in the weeks, months, and hopefully years to come. We got a great show for you tonight, even with Keith Alexander being absent. Mark Krieger will be our featured guest this evening, coming up at the top of the second hour. He is the founder and managing director of Krieger Capital Limited. He's going to be calling in tonight all the way from New Zealand. I mean, this is something that'll just make you glad you lived this long. So it's Saturday night here in the United States. We're going to be talking to Mark in New Zealand. He'll be calling in Sunday afternoon in New Zealand. He'll be calling in the show as we broadcast on Saturday night. Kind of interesting how that works, but he will be. And listen, folks, this is a departure from our standard fare. I mean, of course, we have the signature issues that we tackle every week. Tonight is a little bit different. Mark, in addition to being a very successful investor, and he'll give us some tips on that as well, he has written a book, and he has flipped it into an audio book entitled How to Escape America. Fascinating. Absolutely fascinating. You will not want to miss the second hour. I promise you that. Coming up later this hour, you know, without Keith here, I really have the chance to kind of lean back in my chair here in the studio and get out some announcements. You know, when Keith is here, he's got a lot to say, and we're always better for it. But I am catching up on some announcements. Sam Bushman, owner of Liberty News Radio Network, is going to be on in just a few minutes here in this first hour, and he's going to be talking to us about what transpired in Tampa this week at the Republican National Convention, specifically as it pertains to the Ron Paul delegations. Folks, this too will be an interview you will not want to miss. Sam Bushman, always an excellent guest. Sam Bushman, the owner of Liberty News Radio Network. Without he, we would not be here as well. So Sam's going to be on tonight, and Mark Krieger, and folks, you're in for a roller coaster. All that being said, let's get down to a quick news item before we roll on. In Detroit, a pizza franchise there has adopted a not after dark delivery rule. Now, you can imagine why this is the case. Detroit doesn't have any lack of crime taking place there. Of course, it's very diverse, and with the diversity and multiculturalism, you're going to have the manifestation of crime and poverty and low IQs, and basically you will see before your very eyes a once great first world city, Detroit, the manufacturing hub of America during the days of Henry Ford. You will see it, and you have seen it, devolve into the third world, as I've said on CNN and many other places. You cannot have a first world nation with a third world population. And so here in Detroit, the latest example is that pizza delivery will not, you can't get a pizza after dark in Detroit because of all the shootings and robberies that have taken place. People being robbed and shot, these pizza delivery people being robbed and shot. Before they canceled delivery after dark outright in Detroit, the pizza chains there were sending the delivery people with a shooter, meaning an armed bodyguard, an armed escort had to travel with the delivery people to protect them. They had a shooter riding literally shotgun so they could just deliver a pizza. And there was a case recently, the shooter had already been relieved of his duties for that night, and they had a late order, so the driver decided to go without his bodyguard to deliver the pizza, and he got shot. This is what you get. This is an example of what you get with diversity. And we're supposed to look at that and say, God, I wish I had some of that. Yes, diversify my city, please. I want to be enriched by this multicultural wonderland. I want my neighborhood to be like Detroit. We're supposed to look at this and not identify or speak about the elephant in the room and say, yes, more please. I want some of that. Well, obviously, that's utterly ridiculous. The two presidential nominees are certainly not going to, not only are they not going to address it, they're going to advocate for more of it. Most mainstream media entities, hell, all of them, except for us, they're either going to be silent about it or go along with the perpetuation of this. This is yet another reason why the political cesspool is so distinct and so unique. We see it. We call a spade. We don't like it. You shouldn't like it. It's common sense. And we speak common sense here. Truth to power. We'll be back with more right after this.
Right after these messages.
Don't let me be misunderstood, baby. Don't let me be misunderstood.
Please don't understand me, baby.
Don't let me be misunderstood.
Don't misunderstand me, baby.
Don't let me be.
Are you looking to experience the great outdoors in comfort? Are you sick and tired of sleeping bags that are too small, cots that are too narrow, or backpacks that just don't stand up to the wear and tear? Look no further than Teton Sports, a leader in quality, comfortable camping gear. Try our Teton Sports Mammoth 0-degree sleeping bag. This comfortable family-sized sleeping bag can hold two adults and one child, or four young children. Its interior storage pocket holds wallets, keys, and other valuables. Or check out our Teton Sports Outfitter Extra Extra Large cot, a camping cot with a steel frame. It's more than 7 feet long and 3 feet wide and supports up to 600 pounds. Then it folds up to a manageable 3.5 feet by 1 foot. Or our Teton Sports Explorer 4000 internal frame backpack. Its dual aluminum stays adjust to the contour of your back and can hold up to 4,000 cubic inches. Padded shoulder straps, padded waist belts, and padded lumbar area for maximum comfort with airflow systems to reduce heat. It's time you start camping comfortably. Look for Teton Sports products online or at a store near you.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Available now at newsstands everywhere. The Sovereign Newspaper. It is time for you to read the most daring underground publication. Spreading the word through print, it seeks to enlighten a free people to be knowledgeable with current, important events and take action in their own communities to stop the New World Order agenda of one world government. This publication is so rogue and extremely daring that establishment sources and critics rarely give approval of its content. Featured articles by concerned citizens, prominent whistleblowers, and credible authors. The Sovereign Newspaper is a monthly 32-page tabloid newspaper featuring incendiary content about current events in the age of Obama. The Sovereign Newspaper, available now at newsstands everywhere.
Jump in the political cesspool with James and the gang. Call us tonight at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the political cesspool, James Edwards.
Welcome back to the show. James Edwards here with you on this Labor Day weekend. We don't take a vacation. We don't take a holiday. We are always here. And in fact, as I was talking with one of our listeners in Sweden, I was mentioning that phone call at the top of the show. I just took the chance to kind of sit back and marvel at the consistency, the longevity of this program nearing a decade now. We're 8 years in, nearing a decade of being on the air and making a lot of noise for our people and I think doing a lot of good. And here we are again, another week, holiday or not, we're with you. We stay lit for you. Talking in the last segment about the latest manifestation of diversity and multiculturalism in Detroit. Let's move over and look at a recent example in New York. In New York, you got to see this one. This isn't just something you can hear about. You got to go to our website. You got to go to thepoliticalcesspool.org and take a look at this piece. It's I titled the post, "Who's Your Daddy?" New York City now has a roving "Who's Your Daddy?" paternity testing RV. And that's what it says on the side of this RV. "Who's Your Daddy?" It says DNA testing, paternity, drug testing, and basically, I guess, first of all, look, again, third world manifestation. Our people know who the father of, you know, their children's is in most cases. Our women know, you know, decent people know, white people know. Now, of course, there are exceptions on both sides of the fence. Obviously, there are minorities who live right and aren't promiscuous and don't have so many partners within a short time span that they couldn't identify who the father of the child is. That means you have to have more in what, a month for it to even be in question. Anyway, So you've got this in New York. I mean, you wouldn't see something like this in you know, the rural South. This is something obviously you'd see in a diverse city like New York. So they got this. We're trying to confirm whether or not it belongs to Maury Povich, you know, the daytime talk show host Maury Povich. Basically, his show every day is DNA testing. They get these couples. They'll get, you know, a woman who wants to find out who the father of her unborn baby is, and they'll bring the candidate on, the male candidate on, and the woman. They do a live DNA. They'll get the story, and then they'll read the DNA results live on the show. And almost without exception, the subjects of these interviews, if you will, are black. This is what Maury Povich is known for. So when I saw this RV, I was thinking, that's got to be Maury driving that thing. So we're gonna find out about that. But, you know, when you watch this, and just as it goes back to what I was saying a second ago, when you watch Maury, you'll see in many, almost regularly, it'll be a black couple, and the woman will be there, and it'll be her 9th time on the show, or her 11th time on the show. That means, that doesn't just mean that she's had 9 or 11 sexual partners over the course of her life. That means she's had 9 or 11 sexual partners in a month for it to be possible that they would be the father of her child. And they'll have this woman on for the 11th time testing the 11th man, and he too will not be the father. You are not the father, Maury says. Well, sometimes they are. But, you know, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous. And, you know, they say, you know, we got to be compassionate about those people. You can't scold them. You can't take them to task. I loved Hutton Gibson's quote on tolerance last week that we read. I mean, it was spot on. Basically, he was offering his take on the classic Aristotle quote, tolerance and apathy are the last virtues of a dying society. Well, again, this is more third world stuff. So go check out the paternity testing RV that they've got in New York at your service. You'll be glad you did. What else is going on in the world of multiculturalism and diversity today? I know I had something else here. What was it? Well, this doesn't really have anything to do with multiculturalism and diversity, but just FYI, this is the political cesspool after all. A Democratic lawmaker in Minnesota is being urged to resign after performing oral sex on a boy at a rest stop. So, you know, why isn't he being celebrated for that? I mean, isn't that something that we're told is good and decent now? I mean, you know, he's a homosexual. He is not a pedophile, technically, to the letter of the law, because the boy was 17, and in Minnesota, that is beyond the age of consent. Some states it's 18, some it's even 16. In New York, I think it's 16. Remember the New York Jets quarterback, Mark Sanchez, professional quarterback, was having sex with a 16-year-old girl, I think last year. I mean, it was big news. She had pictures of it and everything. But it wasn't a big deal because that's the age of consent up there. But anyway, so we're not talking about pedophilia in this case. So, you know, what are they getting their drawers in a wad for? I mean, isn't this, you know, why are the Democrats urging him to resign? Aren't they supposed to be in favor of sodomy and perversity and disgusting acts like this? I mean, I thought that's what they were all about. So, again, a little hypocrisy there. But, you know, what would you expect from, I can't even say what you would expect from the Democrats. I mean, both parties are criminally corrupt. Both of them are equally disgusting. I mean, there's been Republican candidates guilty of the same thing. So we'll see. We'll see what happens to this guy. Really looking forward, talking about the Democrats, talking about the Republicans, really looking forward to the next segment that we have coming up. Sam Bushman going to be on. I actually watched Mitt Romney's speech. I hate to admit that. I mean, yes, even sometimes I have spells of masochism. And so I hadn't watched any of the Republican convention. It makes my blood pressure go up. It's not good for my mental health. But as I said, my wife went out of town on Thursday. I had the house to myself, meaning for the first time, and God knows how long, I had the TV to myself. And I wanted to see what he was going to say. And as always, he said nothing. Didn't say anything. I mean, he said he wanted more women to have positions of power, and he was going to be an advocate for women and a couple of other politically correct things. And he wanted more jobs, and he loved America. You know, just the general stuff that really doesn't mean anything. But I watched it. And of course, we don't have a voice there. And I watched on YouTube some of the videos, chills just running down my arms watching the Republicans just completely and utterly violate and break their own convention rules to dispel the Ron Paul delegation from their rightfully earned and elected seats there at that convention. I mean, folks, that's criminal. And Sam Bushman has been covering it on his radio program, Liberty Roundtable, this week. We're going to be covering it with Sam coming up in just a moment after the next commercial break. I can't wait. And my blood was boiling. And anyone see Clint Eastwood's speech? Clint Eastwood, I love him, okay? Great actor. In the Line of Fire, you know, was obviously one of his later movies in the early 90s. Love the movie. John Malkovich in that. Love Clint, but I mean, he's got to go out to pasture after that one. I mean, and even he, I mean, are you going to play patty cakes with Obama like McCain did and let him win again? Or do you want to take him to task? You know, Clint was debating with the empty chair, Hemming and Hawing, which I thought that was actually pretty clever. I mean, that was funny. I mean, because that's what Obama is. I mean, I do think Barack Obama has the authority to decide how he wants his eggs each morning for breakfast. But above and beyond that, obviously, Barack Obama, like all the presidents in you know, this century, I guess, you know, they're not calling the shots. He's not calling the shots. So Clint debating the empty chair was actually pretty telling. But other than that, it was, well, interesting to say the least. We're going to be talking all about it. Hey, more multiculturalism. Number one baby name in England is Mohammed. Number one baby name in England this year is Mohammed. You figure that one out. We'll be back with more right after this.
Political cesspool, guys. We'll be back right after these messages.
Exposing corruption. Informing citizens. Pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, the Political Cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today.
Did you know that doctors are the leading cause of death? Heart disease is number two, but you don't have to be a victim. Hey, it's Patricia Aiken from CardioPrim. Start reversing the real cause of blocked arteries with CardioPrim Professional Strength Oral Chelation. You can have normal blood pressure and more energy in about a month, naturally, without drugs. It's always a thrill to hear from folks that take CardioPrim for their blood pressure and then can't find their arthritis pain, or find they have normal blood sugar in addition to normal blood pressure, or they don't need their Viagra. It's safe, it's effective, it's affordable, and it's guaranteed. Feel 20 years younger. We've arranged a special offer for Political Cesspool listeners. Go to CardioPrim.com and use TPC for login and password, or call us at 702-449-0044. 702-449-0044. CardioPrim.com.
Are you a native son or daughter of the South who pleads the stars and bars? Someone not born in Dixieland, but who is a Johnny Reb at heart and looking for a place to shop that promotes Southern heritage? Well, your search is over. Dixie Republic is the place to go for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Inside the log cabin, just outside Traveler's Rest, South Carolina, Dixie Republic has t-shirts, hats, videos, flags, books, belt buckles, and some of the best mouth-watering barbecue sauce that will ever touch your lips. There's just about everything you want honoring the South at Dixie Republic. Well, you say that South Carolina's a bit too far for you to drive? Have no fear, my friend. All of this is just a mouse click away. Go online at www.dixierepublic.com. Your home for all things celebrating the Confederacy and promoting Southern pride. Get on the show and express your opinion in the political cesspool, call us toll-free at 1-866-986-6397.
All right, everybody, we got to get straight to business on this because I don't want to waste a minute with Sam Bushman. The Republican convention has broken its own rules in order to silence the Ron Paul delegates, and I haven't commented much on the Republican convention in Tampa on the show in advance of it, because I knew it was just going to be a scripted formality. But we're going to play a news clip right now that really breaks down the case of what the Republicans did to those who were not for Romney. It's a jaw-dropping news report from one of the major network affiliates that details the multitude of rules that have been broken. And then we're going to go to Sam for the commentary. But let's play this clip first.
The Republican Party holds its convention in Tampa. We've been following the delegate process for months, almost to the point of exhaustion, and yet no one else will do it. For months, we've also told you how the RNC just won't follow its own rules. Well, now that we're days away, the final attempts to control every aspect of that convention have fallen into place. The biggest fear for the RNC is that the appearance at the convention will be that 100% of the delegates don't want Mitt Romney. The only problem is, they don't. Whether you like them or not, almost 20% of the delegates who will be in Tampa next week don't support Romney. Nearly 20% support Congressman Ron Paul, others support Rick Santorum, and still others, Newt Gingrich. But the delegates who support Santorum or Gingrich have no ability to cause problems because of the RNC's five-state rule. You see, under that rule, a delegate must have a plurality of delegates from five states in order to have their name nominated from the convention floor. As I've told you, unlike Gingrich and Santorum, Congressman Paul has that plurality. The majority of delegates in Maine, Minnesota, Nevada, Iowa, and Virginia are Paul supporters. He also had a majority in Oregon and Louisiana, plus a large group of 17 delegates from Massachusetts. Now, as I've told you, the RNC for months has been stripping those delegates of their credentials. The Massachusetts 17, as they're called, removed. The entire Louisiana Liberty delegation, removed. Oklahoma, not seated, because the RNC Rules Committee allowed the state to break its own rules. The same thing happened in Oregon. But even after continuously breaking their own rules and stripping so many states of these delegates, the RNC came up short. The five-state rule was still a problem, because a plurality of five states was still intact. Again, Maine, Minnesota, Iowa, Nevada, and Virginia. So what to do? Well, just change the rules. You see, this week, the RNC Rules Committee tried to take care of their five-state problem by changing the five-state rule. A motion was made in the Rules Committee to increase the number of states from 5 to 10. But the motion failed by one vote. What was changed, delegates must indicate in writing at least 1 hour before the vote who they intend to nominate. By the way, it was a Republican committeeman from Virginia who fought against that change, saying it was unfair to change the rule just to prevent Ron Paul's name from being placed into nomination after he'd already won 5 states. So that didn't work. Instead, the RNC decided to take another extraordinary step. In this case, the RNC decided to go back and reinstate some of those Liberty delegates, actually give them back their seats from states where they had stripped them of their credentials. The Massachusetts 17, this week, 11 of them were reinstated. In Louisiana, 27 of the 46 had been Liberty delegates. Well, the RNC this week reinstated 17 of them. That's good news, right? But if the RNC is going to give a little, it's also going to take a little, like the delegation from Maine. As of today, all but 5 of Maine's 48 delegates and alternates may not be seated. The RNC Committee on Contests is recommending to the full RNC complete invalidation of the Maine Convention and the decertification of the Maine delegation. The RNC is only planning to seat the state party chairman, the National Committeeman, the National Committeewoman, Governor Paul LePage, and his wife, Mrs. LePage. Rather than allowing Republicans in Maine, though, to choose the replacements, the Rules Committee is also recommending that the RNC break one more rule and simply appoint a new Maine delegation. So what you need to know? The delegates from Maine who were elected to those spots by voters in Maine are heading to Tampa, no matter what the RNC says, and they say they're going to fight for those spots. But the bigger issue here, again, why have rules if you don't follow them? Why does the RNC even have a five-state rule if a candidate gets five states and then they want to change it to a 10-state rule? And then, when that doesn't work, they just remove delegates, an entire state's worth of delegates, and replace them with people who will do what they say. Because at the end of the day, that's all that either party really seems to be interested in. And that is Reality Check.
If you would like to make your voice heard.
All right, folks, that was not a political cesspool report. That was a report, as incredible as it was, from a Fox News affiliate. That was a Fox News report. So my question now to our special guest for this first hour, Sam Bushman, the owner of Liberty News Radio Network, the host of Liberty Roundtable, libertyroundtable.com. Sam, why do the Republicans even bother to go through a primary process now? You're talking about, in the case of that Maine delegation, and really all of them, these were delegates that Ron Paul won during the state primaries across the country, and they were arbitrarily not seated despite being elected. The Republicans just decided not to seat them because, well, who was going to stop them? So I'm saying, why do they even go through the farce of having primaries? Why not just say, okay, Mitt Romney is going to be our candidate this year? That's how it's going to be, because it obviously doesn't matter if one of the other candidates that is not backed by the party hierarchy wins. We see what happens to them. You make sense of it, Sam.
All right, let me start out by saying I've always mentioned there is a plurality of reasons that Ron Paul's campaign was so absolutely valuable for the American people, regardless of what stripes you wear, Republican, Democrat, Libertarian, Independent, Green Party, who knows what party, Reform Party, whatever you are, it didn't matter. Ron Paul's campaign was valuable to you, and this just proves the points that I've been making and the plurality of the validity of Ron Paul's campaign on a multiple of fronts. And let me give you an example. The reason that they had the rules in the beginning was to stop anybody from competing with them. They don't like competition. They're virtually communists in style. And the fact is they don't want competition. And all those rules were designed to protect the inside thugs. And so that's what the rules were for. And it worked for literally decades. But then this crazy congressman, who, by the way, isn't crazy at all, he's right as rain has been for 30-plus years, figured out all the rules. He then created an organization called Campaign for Liberty, not tied to his own personal electability in Congress, so they couldn't complain. This organization went out and trained their representatives, and I'm going to say representatives because they weren't delegates yet, their representatives how to fight hard on the grassroots level. They taught them how to become delegates. They taught them to battle at the precinct level. They taught them the very basics of running a campaign from the ground up. And people mocked Ron Paul in 2008 and said, you don't have any ground support. You're a great guy. You're pretty popular, but there's no ground support. And Ron Paul, since 2007, built that support on the ground that tops them all. And so they learned the rules, they got hardcore trained, and they went in and they used the rules to the umpth degree against the party that made the rules to keep us all out. They knew the rules and used them so well that they turned, the British had to sing "The World Turned Upside Down" when they lost to the Americans in the Revolutionary War. Okay, the Republican Party had to sing "The World Turned Upside Down" because Ron Paul's team got in there and absolutely slaughtered them at their own rules. So that's why they had the rules in the beginning, was to stop us. Now the rules have been used against them. And here's the most important piece of all this, James Edwards. And that is this. The rules were used so effectively against them, they would have either had to let Ron Paul vie for the presidency at the Republican National Committee in Tampa and thus take a chance of Mitt Romney losing. And believe it or not, he very well could have lost. Or they were going to have to blatantly break their own rules to stop it as a last-ditch effort, a last-straw effort to say, we're not going to let Ron Paul take over, regardless if he's obeyed the rules, regardless of what he's done is legal. We're not going to do it. And so we have forced the Republican Party, who we knew were thugs in the beginning, but we could never prove it. We have now forced them In their last-ditch effort, they are absolutely freaking out. They were forced to make a heavy-handed move and expose themselves. Every mainstream press organization in the country now knows they absolutely committed fraud. So now they're, instead of doing it in secret or instead of some smoky-roomed conspiracy, they have committed fraud on a national level in front of the mainstream press, who is now even admitting it. I mean, you got a Fox affiliate right there laying it all out for you. Reality Check does a great job. But you have people all across the country saying, hey, wait a minute. We didn't believe these guys when they said they were being abused and manipulated. Now it's so blatant in your face, this fraud, to where it's not debatable now. The question is, what's going to happen here? Ron Paul, Rand Paul, Mike Lee, many others are claiming, you know what? We're the younger generation. We're taking over the Republican Party. This move has exposed the grand old thugs for who they are. And now we're going to basically, from the inside, turn it inside out. And I think they're right as rain. How far they'll get depends on how much thuggery is allowed to stand. Like the attorneys for Ron Paul and everything else had their cases dismissed with prejudice, all these different things. They're going all out, but you can see the fraud being committed, and that's what's happening right now.
We're going to talk more about this in the next segment, so stay tuned. More with Sam Bushman on the Political Cesspool right after this.
Don't go away. The Political Cesspool guys will be back right after these messages.
We gotta get out of this place. If it's the last thing we ever do, we gotta get out of this place. Girl, there's a better life for me.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Are you looking for an affordable way to earn your bachelor's degree? Do you want a college experience that's more personal? Then discover your future at America's Transfer College. Students across the U.S. are choosing Ivy Bridge College as a better, smarter way to earn their degree. Thanks to Ivy Bridge's unique program, starting at a two-year college and transferring to finish your degree has never been easier. The program is simple. Start with Ivy Bridge College and take your first 2 years of college online. Transfer to one of over 140 of Ivy Bridge's partner schools and take your upper division courses. Then graduate with your bachelor's degree from the school of your choice. Personal attention, small class sizes, affordable tuition, and a clear pathway to graduation. Start your academic journey and contact us to learn more about Ivy Bridge College today. Call 877-622-2059 or visit americastransfercollege.com to find out more.
The government has spent $1 billion to try to prove that cholesterol causes heart disease. They have failed miserably. Hey, it's Patricia Aiken from CardioPrim. Reverse the real cause of blocked arteries with CardioPrim Professional Strength Oral Chelation. You can have normal blood pressure and more energy in about a month naturally without drugs. We never get tired of hearing from people that take CardioPrim for their blood pressure and then find their blood sugar is normal as well, or can't find their arthritis pain or bone spur, or they don't need their Viagra and can sleep without getting up 3 or 4 times a night. CardioPrim is safe, effective, affordable, and it's guaranteed. Feel 20 years younger. We've arranged a special offer for Friends of Liberty Roundtable. Go to cardioprim.com and use LRT for login and password. Or call us at 702-449-0044. 702-449-0044. cardioprim.com.
Welcome back. To get on the political cesspool, call us on James's Dime, toll-free, at 1-866-986-6397. And here's the host of the Political Cesspool, James Edwards.
All right, welcome back. Continuing our discussion with Sam Bushman about the goings-on at the Republican National Convention in Tampa. This week we opened up our discussion with a major news story from a Fox affiliate talking about the rules the Republicans have broken in displacing the duly elected delegates of other candidates, most notably Ron Paul. And I'm not saying all of this to say the Republicans are bad, the Democrats wouldn't do this. Obviously, the Democrats are just as bad and would do this just as quickly as the Republicans. The point is, both of these parties are criminally corrupt. You know, the Republican leadership, as well as the Democratic leadership, as well as their lapdogs in the media, you know, they're so quick to launch into utter hyperbole when it comes to denouncing and mischaracterizing those of us on the true alternative right, the constitutionalist right. You know, they like to call us bigots and racists and Nazis. And, of course, all of these attacks are the last recourse of a exhausted mind. But, you know, you want to know, you want to see somebody acting like a Nazi or at least adopting politics, party politics that right or wrong was attributed to the Nazi party. That's what the Republicans did this week, folks. And the GOP breaking its own rules is no surprise to me. In fact, it's par for the course. In 2008, I had firsthand experience here in Tennessee. The Republican Party of Tennessee threw a candidate's name off the ballot even after he won the party's primary to be a congressional nominee. He won the primary, got like 60,000 votes to be the Republican nominee for the 8th Congressional District in 2008, and they arbitrarily removed his name from the ballot because they said he wasn't a real Republican. Of course, they said he was a racist. And maybe he was. Maybe he wasn't. But he was still elected by the voters of his district.
And
they even said there
really
was
quick,
no
James.
Problems with the way he was elected. There was no improprieties. He didn't fail to qualify. There wasn't any sort of legal hang-up that they had in the fact that he qualified to be on the ballot and that he won. All of that they conceded. They just said, look, he's a racist. He's not a real Republican. He's out of here. Folks, that's criminal. But when the thugs are running the asylum, the inmates are running the asylum, what are you going to do? And that's what was going on here. I put up another video. You know, these Ron Paul people, they went down, but they went down with a fight and went down with their voices being heard. I have this great clip at thepoliticalcesspool.org tonight, and you can see the Ron Paul people in shouting matches with the Romney people. You know, God bless them. God bless them for fighting. God bless them for trying. But Sam, back over to you for more outstanding commentary.
And I want to point out, you can hear me, right, James?
Absolutely.
All right, perfect. I want to point out really quick, when we talk about a real Republican, remember Ronald Reagan used to be a Democrat.
Right. Right.
And I point that out because I want people to understand, if we're going to talk about a real Republican, how do you define what a real Republican is? It's not somebody who's been a Republican their whole life. It's not somebody who obeys the platform, because Ron Paul obeys the platform more than any other candidate, bar none. He also obeys the supreme law of the land more than any other candidate, bar none, has done so for 20 plus years. So what constitutes a real Republican in their mind? And the answer is somebody who will go along with the Republican, quote, establishment or leadership. And somebody who will not, and I repeat, will not attack the Democrats. Okay, you're allowed to attack Ron Paul. In fact, you're allowed to have your thugs break people's fingers and bash people's heads and kick people out of conventions, even if they're peaceful, because they're obeying the rules, which is what was done this whole campaign season long. But you're not allowed to attack the Democrats. And if you watch the latest convention in Tampa, they did not attack Barack or the Democrats virtually at all, sir.
No, in fact, Clint Eastwood got up there and said, listen, Barack's a great guy. Mitt Romney got up there and said, you know, we want Barack to succeed. We wanted him to do well, but, you know, I think I can do a better job, or maybe it's time for, yeah, they didn't attack him with nearly as much venom as they did, you know, the conservative faction of their own party.
And so I submit to you that the Republican Party and the Democratic parties have kind of a quid pro quo deal going on between them that says, hey, you know what, we'll attack each other, but only so far, only within, quote, the bounds we have set. We'll create, you know, this kind of good guy, bad guy, good cop, bad cop kind of scenario, depending on who's in power. You know, the guy in power is the bad guy, the guy not in power is the good guy, and that just depends on who's who at the time. But they won't attack each other outside of the bounds of kind of their agreed-upon deal, and Ron Paul simply does not fit into that, so he's absolutely attacked His supporters were attacked, but this is the first time we have blatantly forced them to go on record committing fraud blatantly in the open for everyone to see. Even the absolute extreme mainstream press sees it and has to report on it. It's so blatant, so in your face. It's all on video. For example, the latest video I just saw, they were trying to decide if they should adopt the bogus changed rules to stop Ron Paul in the first place. And they had a guy on the screen with a teleprompter. And they had instead of doing a roll call vote like they normally do, or like they should have done, like the rules require, they just did a voice vote. And when you hear it, the yeas and the nays are about equal. Maybe the nays don't change the rules, exceeded the yeas, but you really can't tell. So you'd, in that case, even if you tried a voice vote, you would be required to do the roll call vote to kind of confirm. Well, here's what happened. The teleprompter had, and the yeas carry, it was on the teleprompter screen before the voice vote was even taken. Okay, again, fraud blatantly in your face at every turn, and even the mainstream press is forced to report on it. So we've shaken this thing up. Now, Ron Paul used to say, too, that the Republican Party was his party. The latest videos coming out of Ron Paul now are saying, when they bring it up, hey, you're a Republican, he says, hey, that isn't my party. These people are out of control. And so you're starting to see what's going to happen next. Are they going to take over the Republican Party? Are they going to move third party? We don't know yet, but we know this. They... The debate always was, well, does Ron Paul have enough support really to shake this up? Does he really? Does he really? At first they said no. All the stuff on the internet was his bots, his minions. It wasn't really real. It was on the internet, but it's not real people. Then they said, wow, it's real people, but they don't have enough clout. Then he got a plurality of states. Now he has 10,000 plus people attend his latest event right before the convention. I mean, the support for Ron Paul is just out of the stratosphere and growing every day to the point where the Republican Party is so scared they had to blatantly commit fraud publicly to stop him. And now the question is, what support does he really have? And I submit to you that the Ron Paul supporters need to just crank it up another couple of notches. And the Republican Party is going to be split in half, sir.
Well, I hope so, for the good of the party. For our good, for the good of our people, I hope that happens. But my question to you, Sam, and I have to ask it again because I'm serious, and a yes or no answer will do, but is there any reason for the Republicans to have primaries anymore? I mean, what's the point? Is it just a pageant? Is it just a show? Because,
well, hold on. They've changed the rules again. Which means whoever's their top dog at the party, in this case Mitt Romney, now the rules say he can just do whatever he wants to. In other words, there's no rules that say you got to follow this guideline or that guideline. He can just arbitrarily do whatever he wants to. So, yes, they'll have primaries to keep the deception that things are going fine. Most Americans don't really realize the huge power grab that just took place to stop Ron Paul. So they'll have primaries to appease the public, but the fact is the primaries will mean nothing.
To perpetuate the illusion that the public
Absolutely.
Actually has a choice.
Other than that, the answer to your question is no. But with that caveat or that reason, the answer is absolutely they will.
Well, of course they will, but I'm just saying, is there really a point?
No,
I guess, as you say, they have to perpetuate the illusion that the people have a choice here. You know, I think obviously if Gingrich had won, they would have allowed him to assume the role of nominee. But unless it's a neocon sanctioned candidate, I don't think there's any, you know, why would the next Ron Paul or the next Pat Buchanan even want to run? It's been proven now that if you are outside of the neocon hierarchy in the Republican Party, that they're not going to let you win, even if you do win.
You're exactly right. And this is something that the American people, a few of us knew, but they all said we were crazy. A few of us tried to tell everybody, and they said, no, come on, it can't be. This is America. There's no way there's a few people in a smoke-filled room. Now you got to understand, it's only about 5 or 10 people at the top of the Republican Party that forced this down the throats of everyone else in the whole country. So it is a few people in a room who absolutely commit fraud, blatantly are forced to. Everybody sees it now. And so you're right. There's no point in running because it won't do you any good. They'll just simply control you. So the only answer is a third party. But again, there's even more rules against a third party
right.
than there is against trying to take on one of the, quote, two, or the, I should say, the only party in America, the Republicans. And so really running for president, you know, the libertarians have been vindicated on this and proved right. Hey, what's the difference between a libertarian and an anarchist? And the answer is a couple election cycles. This is why.
Well, you know, there's a rift even in my own audience about Republican versus third party. We've got a great guy in Oklahoma, Charles in Oklahoma. He always gives me a hard time for bashing the Republicans. He says, you know, even though he agrees with us on the issues, this is where we need to be. And maybe he's right. You know, we all agree on the issues. It's just a matter of implementing a method to make our issues gain in power.
But we can't fault people for trying different ways.
Right. Exactly. But my question is this, and I know we only have a minute left, and we might as well spend the last minute or few seconds on this one. What did you think of Mitt's speech?
It was an absolute waste of time. His wife upstaged him. His wife was a rock star, and he disappointed the audience when he got there. He had to give her a big old hug to try to make up for it. She's a rock star on the stage, and he's an idiot. He's a buffoon. No offense, but he paled in comparison to his wife. And then the issue with Clint Eastwood talking to the chair. I believe Clint Eastwood was a plant in there for Obama. It derailed the whole event and made Romney a non-starter, sir.
You know, that's an interesting theory. You know, Clint Eastwood, one of the greatest actors of all time, you're telling me he can't give a better speech than that, where he hemmed and hawed and ummed and...
It was all on purpose, sir. It was an act from an actor. Could
very well be the case, even though, he was supposedly a Republican mayor or whatever.
If his job was to promote Romney, it absolutely failed.
Well, we got to take a break, folks. Sam Bushman, everybody, check him out at LibertyRoundtable.com. God bless you, Sam. Thanks for coming on and providing commentary on this. When we come back, Mark Krieger, all the second hour, how to escape America. Do you want to escape America? Why should you? He's going to tell us. Stay tuned.
Sleeping little town of Pascagoula. It was a fight for survival that broke out in revival. They were jumping pews and shouting, hallelujah. Well, Harv hit the aisles dancing and screaming. Some thought he had religion, others thought he had a demon. And Harv thought he had a weed eater loose in his Fruit of the Looms. He fell to his knees to plead and beg, and the squirrel ran out of his britches leg unobserved to the other side of the room. All the way down to the Amen.